It's our SME special feature, and today we speak to an entrepreneur based in Lanesia. His business is in the business of making great gelato, or simply put, ice cream. Just having a peek of their Instagram page, you can't help but fancy having a scoop. Well, to tell us more about his business, how it started and where it's going, I'm joined on the line by Ahmed Omar. He's the founder of Creme Cafe. Thanks very much for joining us, Ahmed. So you make and sell ice cream. Tell us about how you started the business.
Well, ma'am, so this actually began as a passion from the past. I've always had a keen interest in food and in patisserie and things of the sort. I say that's because of family. We've always been in the food industry for many years. As a matter of fact, my dad and mom own a food manufacturing company of frozen savories, pastries, and things like that. So I always had the drive and passion of going into food, doing desserts, doing different things, everything that's, I'd say, specifically unhealthy, things that people love. And so that just brought the passion and the drive forward to pursue this type of career, hey?
So what's the difference, you know, what's different about your ice cream offering? I mean, I do see that your offering comes in different shapes and molds. Are these your own creations?
Most certainly, Nonfu. So what sets our business apart from others in the industry, right? We are a specialized gelato store. All right. So just keeping in mind, and I think a lot of people need to be educated in that sense, where the difference between ice cream and gelato is massive. All right. Gelato is made a specific way, and ice cream is manufactured a specific way. Even the way that it is served is something completely different. Right?
Okay. I'd
say between 80% to 90% of what people know of is ice cream, which are normally bought from stores, you know, from your local supermarkets, canteens, forecourts, and filling stations. Which is manufactured ice cream, right? But
yes,
we specializing is what we call gelato. So the way that it is manufactured and the types of ingredients that I use are completely different from ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to go too much into the science about it, we're always willing and keen for any of our listeners to give us a call. They want to know a little bit more with regards to the difference. You're more than welcome to give us a call. We're always keen and interested on giving people some more info with regards to it, because we love to educate people on the difference. People normally think gelato and ice cream is the same thing. Gelato is something completely different, right?
Right.
You know, if you have to taste gelato compared to ice cream, you'll find that gelato is a more creamy taste. It's a more dense taste. The flavor notes are much more dense and deeper compared to ice cream, which is generally just a more of a light, airy texture.
Right.
And with respect to that, I say there's different seasons for both of them. Gelato can be served in winter because it's served at a warmer temperature than ice cream. It's served at between -10 to -14 degrees, which we call a warm dessert in essence. And ice cream is generally served from -18 to -20 degrees, which is a much more colder dessert. So that would be the main difference between the two.
Wow. Did the venture require much capital when you started it?
So I would say that, yes, Nonfu, because all of our equipment and machinery that that we have here on site where we manufacture is all imported from overseas, specifically Italy, which is the home of gelato.
And what kind of demand have you seen for your gelato service since you started?
Well, Nonfu, in our community, right, we've never ever had a specified or dedicated coffee and gelato store. And when we started with the concept, it was something absolutely fantastic for people to see, for people to come and experience, because, like I'm saying, we never ever had that in our community.
Yes.
And giving this to people, there's been a massive demand for it. And it's got to a point now where we have such a drive and a passion for the industry and for the business itself. We started off with 16 flavors, and we're now at a point where we have between 110 to 130 gelato flavors on hand, which we manufacture all the time.
No.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yes.
No, I can't believe it. I must come myself. So how did you manage to keep things ticking over during the national lockdown, especially the earlier part of it?
Well, Nonfu, as a lot of people are aware, and yes, we've experienced the same, I'd say, stigma and, how can I say, drop as the industry did when it comes to restaurant, when it comes to bakery and things like that in that sense. Because it was food. And unfortunately, during the hard lockdown, especially, we weren't allowed to trade. As much as we feel ice cream is essential for people, unfortunately, it wasn't.
Mm.
And what we've done was we've had to adapt. We've had to change. We've had to do different things. And that's why we've come up with a lot of takeaway options for people, so that, you know what, whether you come in store or you'd like it from the comfort of your home, you have the great experience from both. And that's where we had to adapt.
So have you managed to create any jobs within your business?
Most certainly, ma'am. We've given quite a bit of opportunities to a lot of people. We on a regular basis, we get trainees who are currently doing their chef courses and patisserie courses who come in. They get a lot of job experience from us. They do a lot of job shadowing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's an ice cream store and I say a gelato store, the vibe and the atmosphere is fantastic. So we're always having young individuals who are currently still in school or are still studying who'd like to do something part-time on the weekend. And instead of doing other jobs where, you know, they'd be working and, you know, I say this is more of a nice atmosphere for them where they can interact with people, speak to people, and at the same time, it gives them that casual essence of just earning a little bit of pocket money, and that's been a fantastic thing for us as well.
Hmm. So what are some of the key entrepreneurial life lessons that you've learned in running this business?
Well, most certainly, Nomfu, is that, and I would encourage this to young and old, anyone who's starting a business on their own, is don't do anything that you don't have a passion for. Right? If you have a passion for something, pursue it and get it going.
Yes.
We started from, nobody thought this would ever be something successful because, like I'm saying, there was never anything in this area, right? But what we've done was we've created that atmosphere, we've created that vibe, we've created that energy by continuously improving and creating new products all the time. Because Nomfu, what we stand for and what a lot of people love us for and know us for and respect us for is if you walk into our store in the morning, you'll see 16 flavors of gelato. If you walk in the afternoon, you'll see a new 16 flavors of gelato.
Hmm.
And if you walk in the evening, you'll see another 16 flavors of gelato. And that's only because, you know what, we're not monotonous. We like keeping things different. We like keeping up with our time. As a matter of fact, one thing we stand for at Creme Cafe is every single week we produce two new flavors of ice cream, two new flavors of gelato. We're always launching new things on our menu. And that's my message to people. Don't ever stay stagnant on one thing that you are doing. Continue pursuing, continue improving, and have the energy and the drive to do more, and any business will succeed.
Hmm. So do you have any growth plans for the business beyond Lanasia one day?
We most certainly do. We actually had some quite serious plans coming in just before the hard lockdown, which hit us in around March. And unfortunately, this was now expanding our store because this was our own model. It's a family run business, and our intention is to take it into a franchise. And obviously, because of the lockdown, we had to take a lot of setbacks in that regard.
Yes.
But from 2021, we actually have quite interesting plans going forward, putting more stores out there, creating a brand and a brand recognition. And there's some fantastic, there actually has been a fantastic opportunity for us, which is quite promising for going international, which we are going to be pursuing in the near future, hopefully as well.
We'll be watching that space. That was Ahmed Omar. He's the founder of Creme Cafe.